A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. Jesus, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. We are moving through a section of Mark's Gospel where, on several occasions, Jesus is doing something he should not be doing as a good male Jew. He is working on the Sabbath. It is such an important part of the Gospel for us because we see so clearly how Jesus is trying to break away from a constrictive religious view that was part of his background and upbringing. The law, the very literal interpretation of the law for centuries, since very ancient times within Judaism, held their faith together and gave structure to their beliefs. This religious view also meant that they had to believe in a restrictive God. The religious leaders were not bad people. They just lacked freedom, and in this instance were threatened by a new religious worldview. Jesus' words and actions confronted their lack of freedom, their hardness of heart. They were testing Jesus for conformity, and he did not shrink from an opportunity to contrast their false belief in the power of the letter of the law with that of compassionately helping a person in need, regardless of which day it was. In the center of the stage today is an anonymous and silent man. All we know about him is that he has a withered hand. He's not in danger of death. If Jesus had waited one more day to heal him, he would not have been any worse off. So here Jesus is visibly and dramatically showing a healthy disregard for the law and invites those who were judging him to consider the real source of freedom and salvation. Jesus heals the man, and in so doing gives us one of the clearest images of God in the process. After all, throughout all of the Gospels, we realize that a basic reason for Jesus becoming like us and living among us is to show us who God is and what God is like. So Jesus looks at the man, and without demanding a profession of faith, without requiring a confession of sinfulness, without even waiting for him to ask a question, Jesus heals the man's withered condition. The love of Jesus, which is an outpouring of the love of God in our midst, it's the very love of God who is merciful and restoring, no strings attached, unconditional. God is not restrictive, but magnanimous. I think of the hymn, "There is a wideness in God's mercy." We might consider today, what is my withered condition that I need to outstretch to God? Maybe it is a lifetime of withered spirits we call depression. Maybe it is a withered relationship. Maybe it is a withering away of inclusivity deep inside me that is making me fearful or intolerant of Muslims or blacks or gay people or anyone else who differs from me. I think inside me I have a withering in my spirit when I think of how little I have done for economically poor people. We all have a withered hand of some sort. In this year of mercy, we see in this story a God of mercy who is eager to heal, no strings attached, with no restrictions or exceptions.